As the war against terrorism continues, the Bush administration is assuming more power to investigate and prosecute suspects. Some members of Congress and civil libertarians are uncomfortable with the new procedures, but at the moment, the opposition is muted. Joining me now is NPR's Cokie Roberts. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Over the weekend, it was learned that the rules against FBI spying on domestic organizations have been relaxed, right?
Well, Attorney General John Ashcroft says that no one can cloak themselves in the mantle of clericism. He says he's not sure that's a word, in order to escape scrutiny by the FBI in case they are, in fact, terrorists. When asked to give an example, he said Osama bin Laden. So it's unclear exactly what it is that he's talking about. In reports, FBI operatives have expressed their own unhappiness with this, saying there's a reason for the rules that were put in after what was seen as the excesses of J. Edgar Hoover's time. But it's clear that with this and a variety of other things, like detaining the people who have been arrested and eavesdropping on wiretapping lawyer-client conversations in some cases, these are things that the Justice Department is going to go ahead and do regardless of criticism.
And there seems to be a continuing chorus from the career government people in the Congress who are saying that they're not being consulted on these matters. Can they have any effect?
Well, Attorney General Ashcroft has been summoned to testify in Congress this week on Thursday before the Senate Judiciary Committee. Some other members of the Justice Department were there last week, and they held their ground pretty firmly. The government bureaucrats can basically leak to the press, which they've been doing, but that's about the extent of it. It does put the cabinet level people on notice that the Congress is watching. But look, the fact is that in the public opinion polls, the actions that the Justice Department and the Bush administration have been taking are highly approved of by most Americans. So the Congress isn't likely to get too far out ahead of them on that.
There's another break in bipartisanship between the White House and Congress. The economic stimulus package is still up for grabs.
Well, that's true, but as we've said before, Bob, that is something where there really are ideological differences between the Democrats and Republicans. But I think there will be a stimulus package. First of all, the markets, the people who work in the financial markets are telling Congress that they think they should have one, that the markets depend on it, and that if they don't have one, it will look like it's back to the bad old days of partisan bickering. But you're getting the bad old days of partisan bickering. The Democrats are calling this the Bush recession. The Bush administration, the budget director, is calling it the Osama bin Laden recession. So the finger pointing has already begun. But I think, you know, Christmas is coming. It will be a deadline. You'll probably get an economic stimulus package sometime around December 20th.
The Republicans are looking for some issues of their own. Today they plan to bring up the issue of cloning.
Well, that's right. They're going to put it as an amendment on the railroad retirement bill. It would be a ban on cloning for 6 months. Look, they're trying to find a way to make the Democrats look like extremists by making them take a vote on this. Many Democrats, of course, will vote with the Republicans to ban cloning, but there's some who think that it's useful for therapeutic measures, and Republicans are just hoping to embarrass them by this vote.
The railroad bill?
Yes, well, there's also drilling in the Arctic wildlife on railroad retirement. You just never know in the Senate.
NPR's Cokie Roberts.